In 1837, Horace Mann created the education system, a system at the time designed to pump out factory workers and professors, the same system that is still being used today in the 21st century. Now, Mann's system is backfiring. We are being molded by the same industrial system that has existed for close to 200 years. That system delivers us into a digital economy that has no need of our outdated skills. This isn't our teachers' fault. This isn't the government's fault. This is due to a rapidly changing world full of technology and unforeseen circumstances. And us Gen Zs are caught in the middle. Welcome to the Driven Young Podcast, the podcast for stressed, overwhelmed young Australians, teaching you practical life skills you can implement now to set yourself up in life. And now your host, Byron Dempsey.
Okay, welcome back to the Driven Young Podcast. This is a solo episode. I've actually had a bunch of people reach out to me asking to do more solo episodes. I've only done like one before. And when I say a bunch of people, I genuinely mean a bunch of people. It's not like one person just asked. I've had a bunch of people just kind of say, hey, I really love to do more solo episodes. I love when you shared your goals last year. So I'm going to be doing it again. Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that sort of stuff to you guys. Hopefully you're listening to this in the new year. This is when this episode's come out. It's when it's designed for you to be listened to. I'm currently sitting in my underwear in my apartment. I am going to the Great Barrier Reef tomorrow. It's my first holiday in 2 years. I'm very excited. My first week off in 2 years. I'm going with my family. And so I wanted to get this out of the way. And I'm actually quite excited for this episode. So let's talk goal setting. Goal setting is very, very interesting. I want to talk about how I basically failed every single goal I set last year, why that was, kind of take you through that process. It's something that I would say I've studied, not formally, of course, but just spent a lot of time on. Every year, I try kind of new systems. I've gone through entire programs, two-day workshops. I've done different structures. I've tried a whole bunch of different stuff. So I do feel like I am, I guess, somewhat qualified to talk about this. And a bit more importantly, I just wanted to share with you a system for me that's actually working. And it's so simple. There's so many complicated systems out there. Last year, we watched a two-day workshop. And oh my God, they're planning out their goals for like, you know, the end of the year and all this different stuff. And it was so detailed. And I was like, look, in all honesty, my life, you just can't plan it out that far. It might be the same with you. You know, I'm in a different spot every 6 months. Every 2 months, I'm somewhere completely different. 3 months ago, I was living at home in lockdown. Now I have a place in the heart of Sydney. We've got three stories and we've got a whole new studio. I've got a whole new podcast, like so many different things. My program's been launched, all this different stuff. And so when it comes to goal setting, I guess there's a difference between aspirations and goals. Aspirations are more like, you know, like I want to, you know, I want to be this. So I want to go do this. I want to go... I don't know, aspirations, I'm explaining it poorly, but aspirations are kind of like something that you aspire to do or someone who you aspire to become. I aspire to give money away. That's an aspiration. A goal might be I want to give this amount of money away by a certain date. And so there is a big difference, but really I want to talk about goal setting here, share with you what works for me and hopefully what will work for you. I want to take away the guesswork. This is going to be a short and sweet episode. I'm going to give you the exact template I use as well for free so you can copy exactly what I do, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. So why do we set goals? Well, you are 24 times more likely to achieve a goal than someone who doesn't. Also, the average person doesn't set goals. The average person spends more time planning a vacation than they do planning their life. Now, I know you're not average, and I know you don't want to be average. That's why you're listening to this podcast. So let's talk about goal setting. Now, I could talk about the steps to goal setting. I do a 45-minute presentation on this at Empower You, but I don't want to go into all of that. If you want to come and Empower You, come along, you can see that. Maybe if I get enough people reaching out, I'll do like a full one-hour deep dive solo episode on goal setting. But right now, I just want to make this short and sweet. But before I get into, I guess, my strategies, I do want to real quickly cover some key points. So again, goal setting is really important for, you know, people who want to get further in their life, but it gets very, very complicated. So when it comes to goal setting, I failed every single goal I set last year. I'm not going to go into details. If you want to go back to episode, it's after episode 46. It's just called Solo Episode, sharing my 2020 goals with you and 2021 vision, maybe listen to this episode and then go back and see what I said exactly a year ago. Also, episode 45 on this podcast, we do a whole, I actually interview someone about goal setting. So there's another episode for you. If you want to listen to episode 45, scroll back, listen to that. But this one should complement both of those episodes as well. So why did I fail my goals last year? Well, it's because, in my opinion, my life is too fluid in order to plan out something, you know, 8 months, 12 months in advance. You know, a big part of it was also COVID completely ruined a lot of my goals. I was going to the gym 3 times every single week for like 6 months straight. I was doing 5:30 club every single day. Then bang, COVID completely wiped that out. I wanted to hit 1 million downloads on the podcast and I just hit 500,000, which is still obviously a massive accomplishment and something I'm very proud of. So I only hit halfway, but I'm still very proud of that. I wanted to do some PR stuff. I didn't really achieve that. I did launch a book, you know, I did a lot. So I wanted to talk about the first step. First step, in my opinion, is reflection. So I just said I got back from a goal setting retreat with some friends, and this is what I did. Literally, one of the girls said, hey, my dad has a place. He's away. We can stay at his place 2 hours up the coast. We drove up the coast. We got a free place because it was her dad's. I didn't plan anything. All I did was print out some templates for them. One of us, there's 4 of us. And we went up, we had some, you know, had some drinks, had a chill time, put all the phones away, so no technology. And then we spent the kind of first 2 hours in the afternoon just reflecting on our year. I think it's really, really valuable to reflect on your year. Something I've been doing with one of my mates has weekly reflections. Every single week on Monday morning, we reflect what were the biggest wins that we achieved last week. And I've had some weeks where I was like, man, I got nothing done this week. Come to the weekly reflection, I sit down for 5 minutes and I go through it. I'm like, oh my God, I got heaps done last week. Had I not done the reflection, I would have thought the week was a complete wipe. So reflecting is really, really important. And that goes across a lot of different things. But yeah, the weekly reflection is great, but do a yearly reflection. And it's as simple as sitting down and just brain dumping everything good that happened last year. What were all of your achievements last year? Let it be small, let it be big, whatever it is. Did you ask someone out? Make it doesn't have to be work-related. It can be work, you know, health, fitness, emotional, spiritual, vocational, you know, whatever it is. Don't feel like there's any structure. Just let your mind go free. Play some nice, you know, background beats as a Spotify playlist that I like. And just dump everything onto a piece of paper. What were your biggest wins? Let me give you a few of mine off the top of my head. Last year, I wrote a book called 18 and Lost. You can get a copy. I was one of 8 authors, and I forgot to put that on my list because it wasn't a huge project for me, but I wrote a book. I started an entire project. I went from idea, I launched this whole new program during COVID. That was about 6 months of my life and a lot of work and money involved in launching that, and I'm currently running it right now. I think I gained about 200,000 followers on my main account. I launched an entire new podcast called Consent and Consequences, an educational podcast on sexual assault. We hit 300,000 followers on that and like 60 million views. And then in November, we launched a third podcast with my mate and we hit 300,000 followers in about 6 weeks. And that's been huge as well. And that's just kind of scratching the surface on a bunch of work stuff. I've obviously had personal stuff with my family and other stuff. But I won't go into that. The point is, spend, you know, 20 minutes just dumping everything. And if you do it with a group of people, in my opinion, that's so valuable. If you just get away, just go to the beach at the bare minimum or go to a park. Just try not to do it in your house, I think. And just dump everything you achieved last year and then share it all with everyone. It's something so powerful about sharing your wins with people. You know, they're like, oh, that's so cool. And you bounce and you have good conversation. It's just a really beautiful environment. So that's kind of the first thing I would recommend is reflect your year. What were your biggest wins? What did you learn? What were the key themes in that year? And what I mean by themes is like, what were the key ideas? Some of the ideas might be, you weren't finishing anything. You keep starting all the stuff, but you didn't finish. Or maybe a key idea was, you know, you're a bit lazy. It could be a negative one. You know, I had way too much screen time throughout the year. You know, whatever it is, right? I'm making stuff up. But what were some of the key ideas, key things that were happening in your life? Once you've done that, reflection is really important. So once you've done that, now we can actually start goal setting. And I have here my template. You can go download it. On the first page is just where you can summarize them all. But we're going to use the SMARTER framework. I'm sure you've heard this before. And again, everything I do, just customize it to yourself. You don't have to use the entire acronym. You don't have to use it at all. Whatever works for you. Now, the SMARTER framework is an acronym, as I mentioned. It's, you know, SMARTER. S stands for specific. So I have a template here that you can go through, but basically S stands for specific. When you're writing a goal, make sure you have a specific goal. It's a specific weight or a specific item or a specific change in marks. You don't want to lose weight. You want to lose 5 kilos or you don't want to get better marks. That's, you know, these are vague. You don't want to get better marks. You want to improve from a 75 average to an 85 average. That is specific. So make sure it's specific. That's very important. Make sure it's specific. The next is measurable. How can you measure this goal? Equally important. One of the quotes that I love, and just, you know, I put this quote on the bottom of every single page on this template, but could any fool tell if you achieved this goal? So could any fool pick up your piece of paper with your goals and could they be able to tell that you achieved it? If it's specific, measurable, and all the rest in this, they should be able to tell. So measurable, if in doubt, use a percentage or a number. You know, I want to lose maybe 3% body fat, or I want to achieve 10% body fat. You know, the weight's always a classic example because everyone can relate to that, whether it's putting on weight, losing weight, whatever it is. I want to get a better, you know, as I mentioned before, go from 75% average to an 85% average. So the number or percentage is always good, if in doubt. So make sure it's measurable in that action. A, sense of actionable. Can you take immediate action to get yourself closer to achieving this goal? So can you take immediate action? And I'll talk about that very shortly. R is realistic. Shoot high, but let's not get delusional. Is this a realistic goal? Your goal should be uncomfortable, but not delusional. It needs to be almost in that sweet spot between uncomfortable and delusional, but it's not quite delusional, but it's uncomfortable enough that it's kind of putting you, you know, in that midpoint. So make sure it's uncomfortable, but make sure it's not completely unrealistic. Was a million downloads on the podcast delusional? No, but COVID probably did make it delusional. I lost half my year to being inside. And, you know, you wouldn't think it would affect the podcast, but it really did. My podcast is in person and I had to do like 20, 25 Zoom on interviews, which I'm not a fan of. So T stands for time bound. Give yourself a time limit so you have a clear metric of when to hit it. Remember, could any fool tell if you achieved this goal? If you just say, I want to lose weight and come to the end of year and you've lost 1 kilo, technically, you've lost weight, but, you know, maybe you just went to the toilet. So it's really not specific or time-bound. So, you know, I want to lose a specific weight. I want to gain 5 kilos by March the 22nd, 2022. So give a specific date or a time-bound. Now, another piece of advice when it comes to time-bound, don't do by the end of the year. For the love of God, don't do by the end of the year, because what are we going to do? You're going to wait till December and then you're just going to like be like, oh crap, you're going to cram it in. And it's, you know, it's just that repeat. It's that New Year's resolution. So don't do the New Year's resolution. They don't work. Give certain times throughout the different quarters. And what I mean by quarters is each quarter, there's 4 quarters in a year, the first 3 months of each year. So Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. You can do it otherwise, like the financial year, but let's just go Q1 is January, February, March. E is exciting. Your goal should excite you. If it doesn't excite you, then why are you doing it? And then R stands for relevant. Is your goal fit within your life domain? It should connect with you and be relevant to your life. In my opinion, SMART, you know, specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-bound are really important. So see if you can fit those into your goals. Now, before I actually go into the framework of how to set them, I want to talk about something that's, you know, and this is really going into just my life and a lot of the people around me. Again, I don't find setting yearly goals benefits anyone. It's more of an aspiration and more of a wish. A goal is just a habit compounded over time. I'll say that again. A goal is just a habit compounded over time. A habit being you wake up every morning. That's a habit. Drinking water when you first wake up. That's a habit. So how do you achieve a goal of, you know, having better mental clarity? It's a habit of waking up early every single day. I don't know. I'm making stuff up, but you can get the point. So what we did is rather than set yearly goals, and this is what I did last year, I set yearly goals and big goals. All we did right now was set goals for Q1, quarter one, January, February, March. That's all we're focused on right now. Q1 goals. Then you do another like 1 day, 2 day retreat, or you just go to the park and set your goals, you know, at the end of March. And then you do Q2, January, February, March, April, May, June. That's Q2. And then Q3, then Q4. You get the point. So just focus on Q1. My advice would be focus on Q1 and focus on habit goals. Habit goals don't really have like a, they're not really time bound. They're more like, for example, one of my habit goals is go to the gym 3 times a week. So you could set a goal of I want to lose weight by this certain date, and that's an achievement goal, or you could set a habit goal, which is more doing the habit. And look, in my opinion, I think habit goals are more valuable because it's actually showing you how to get there, which takes me into my next point. So I'm bringing up my template here. You can download this. If you download it, look, honestly, my advice, go to Officeworks like I did, print it out on some nice paper and get it bound. It costs like $12 for one. And this is your goal. This is your life we're planning out. So, you know, 12 bucks, pretty good deal. That's what I did for a bunch of us. So at the top of it, it has your goal summary. Write your smarter goal. So you write your smarter goal. You know, you make sure it's specific, measurable, actionable, all that sort of stuff. And then you choose your domain. It could be spiritual, parental, social, intellectual, financial, work, physical, or hobbies, or whatever other domain that is in your life. Don't fall into the trap that I do. I always choose like exclusively work domains. But yeah, and then the first thing, and this really came from episode 45 on the podcast, all about goal setting. She was so big on what do you need to believe to achieve this goal. So the first thing in the template is once you've written down your goal, the second thing is what do I need to believe to achieve this goal? So, and I'll take you through examples of mine, by the way, but what do you need to believe to achieve this goal? For example, my friend Annalise, who we did the session with, she's a women's public speaking coach. And, you know, I struggle with it so much as well, is charging what you're worth, especially when you're self-employed. And so she's like, I want to charge more money for my clients. And it's like, what does she need to believe in order to achieve this goal? She needs to believe that she has the experience, her time is valuable, and she can provide enough value to these clients to justify this price. If she doesn't believe that, then it's not really going to work. So the first important thing is, what do I need to believe to achieve this goal? So if you think of a goal right now that you might have, what do you need to believe? A weight one would be, I need to believe that I'm someone who can stick to a regime. I can stick, regime, is that the right word? Regimen? I think I've screwed that up. I can stick to consistently going to the gym. I'm someone who cares about their body and looks after, and someone who believes that mental clarity is important. And one of the best ways to do that is through physical fitness. Again, I'm making stuff up on the fly here, but what do you need to believe to achieve this goal? All right, next up, we have key motivations. Write and then rank your key motivations. What are the motivations for your goal? Why are you doing this? Hopefully it's beyond just financial or whatever. You really dig deep. What are your key motivations? And then you can rank them if you'd like, you know, write them. There's four lines here. So try finding your three or four motivations. Then, and this is, look, this is honestly the most important step in my opinion. This goes back to what I've said before about habits. Next steps. List the first few actions you need to take to reach your goal. You can set a goal, but who gives a crap if you don't have the immediate next steps, because you're not going to achieve it. A goal is just habits compounded over time. So what are the immediate next steps? It could be, I need to sit down with my mate and figure out what days we're going to go to the gym. I need to sit down and come up with a meal plan. I need to sit down and figure out a gym we're going to go to. As simple as that. And I'll, by the way, I'm going to share with you some of my goals so I can make it more tangible. Then the final thing, and this is what I struggle with hands down, the most, is your reward. Decide how you'll celebrate once you've achieved your goal. So what are you going to give yourself when you achieve this? I am really bad at celebrating. I just don't celebrate. I think it's that tall poppy syndrome that we have in Australia. So yeah, write down what reward you're going to use. So that is the framework. This framework is taken from the Full Focus Planner. I've adapted it to add a few little things of my own touch, but I don't want to claim, I want to make sure I'm not claiming it as like an original idea. I have definitely adapted it though, but I love this framework. I think it's great. So yeah, and that's how you do one goal. So that way it's, you know, that's a whole piece of paper. So let's have a look at some of my goals. I've got a few here. What's a good one? All right, this is a pretty simple one. So this is actually kind of like three goals in one, but basically my smarter goal is go to 5:30 club, the gym, and journal three times per week with my roommate Pace. It's an intellectual goal and a physical goal. And the reason I did 5:30 club, gym, and journal is typically when I go to 5:30 club, which is when I wake up at 5 a.m. and I go to a cafe at 5:30 in the morning, part of a company I help run. Typically, I go to the gym after, I journal at 5:30 club, and then I go to the gym. So they kind of go hand in hand almost, you know, that if I just went to the 5:30 club, the other two are a lot easier. So what do I need to believe to achieve this goal? My mental and physical health is a priority and will improve every aspect of my life. If I believe that, then I think this goal will be a lot easier to achieve. So my mental and physical health is a priority and will improve every aspect of my life. So key motivations for me to prove that I can be consistent by getting up and, you know, doing this regularly, to start my day right. I think it's really important to start your day right. To put on muscle, which again, you know, there's more reasons for that, for the gym. We're going to the gym to put on muscle, but also stay fit and keep my heart rate up so that I have good, you know, cardiovascular and all that sort of stuff. So the immediate next steps. Next steps, I've just moved out, so I don't have a 5:30 club currently. So I need to find a cafe that will open at 5:30, which is really tricky where I live. It might end up being the 6 a.m. club where I live. Find a cafe and set up a Instagram account so we can start promoting it. Find a local gym and sign up to the gym with my roommate Pace. Create a gym workout to follow. I hate going into the gym with no idea of what I'm doing and just like going, oh, I'll do this one next, do this one next. It's kind of like an additional decision-making I don't have to be doing. So I want to come up with like a, you know, just a workout routine we can follow every week. Should be pretty simple. I'm sure we could pay a personal trainer or just find one online. And then commit to certain days each week. So I think we're going to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the gym and 5:30 club. Now, my reward is book in a kite surfing retreat to learn. I started kite surfing recently. Well, when I'm like 2 years ago, I got it. You know, I paid for all the equipment and then I just didn't really get into it because it's really complicated. But I did find there are retreats you can go on to learn. I really want to do one. So if I can do this for the entire quarter, 3 times a week, 5:30 club, journal, and go to the gym 3 times a week, every week for the entire quarter. Of course, if stuff comes up and I end up going away for a week and I can't do it, you know, that probably won't count. So again, it's fluid. You know, I can set my own goals. But if I believe I've done it, I'll book in a kite surfing retreat. It's like $300, so I might do that. So that's one of my goals. Another one, this is a huge goal for me. As I'm self-employed, I've just been a bit scattered lately. I've got so many projects on. I've got Empower You. I've got like 3 podcasts. I'm starting to speak at schools. I've got my whole new program, which is a lot of work as well. So a huge priority for me this year is, this quarter even, is to outsource 50% of everything I do by March 1st to free me up for more time by hiring a virtual assistant and an editor. That's my smarter goal. Which domain is it? It's a financial domain and a work domain. What do I need to believe to achieve this goal? I am worth $200 an hour minimum, therefore I should not be doing small tasks not worth my time, allowing me to focus on tasks that matter. What I mean by that is I do a lot of editing stuff. I post my own TikToks. I freaking still schedule stuff. It's like someone can do that. Anyone in the world can do that. That requires next to no skill. You know, just learn. I can teach someone in 10 minutes how to do it. So why am I doing that? Essentially, I'm valuing myself at like $5 an hour task. Instead of that, I could be doing much more. And as a result, I just feel like my brain's scattered and jumbled because I'm answering all these emails, I'm editing, I'm doing everything. So a huge priority in this quarter is to outsource everything I do. My key motivations: give me more time to focus on important tasks, like this podcast. Like I consider this important. And interviewing people and speaking on stage and making content that can help, you know, change people's lives or like, you know, impact people. So give me time to focus on important ideas. Allow me to scale the business and grow. I can't scale the business if I'm not, you know, outsourcing because then it's limited by me. Allow me to make more money. And again, the more money allows me to grow as well and impact more people and allow me to provide a better service to my sponsors and just people in general. I think it'll give me more free time so I can provide a much higher quality service. My next steps are systemize everything I do. And that's an entire separate goal, is to systemize everything I do. What I mean by that is like record videos and trainings and put it in like a program so that whenever I onboard someone, they can immediately see all the training I do. So systemize everything I do. Hire a virtual assistant overseas and train them up this quarter. Hire an editor and train them up as well. And be willing to invest in people. I have to adopt the mindset of being willing to invest in people. I just really struggled with that, because I haven't had that much money in my bank account to like just drop on people. But you know, in order to make more money, I think you need to spend more money in that regard. So that's a huge priority for me. Probably my biggest goal this year, or this quarter. And my reward, again, I actually really struggled choosing a reward for this. If I can do this, I think we kind of messed around. I might buy an Oculus Rift, which is like virtual reality. My cousin bought one to Christmas and it was so fun and I kind of want to get one. So maybe that's a cool little gift, a reward I might buy myself if I can achieve this goal, because it's a very big goal. And if I've outsourced a lot of that work, I theoretically should have more money so I can buy it. So yeah, that's another goal. Will I share any more? Okay, I'll share one more goal and then hopefully you've got a good understanding. So goal summary: vlog once every week, all quarter, posting to YouTube and TikTok. Now, this is my most uncomfortable goal. I've kind of wanted to vlog for a while. I've just been too busy and I'm still too busy to do it. But then Pace, my roommate, he's going to do this goal with me and we're kind of doing it together. It's a social, work, and hobby goal. What do I need to believe to achieve this goal? My life and myself is interesting enough to vlog and I have the discipline to maintain it every week. The key motivations are to build a brand and loyal following, to inspire and create educational entertainment content for younger people, and to create content showing more of my personality. I feel like right now I just post podcasting clips online and it's good. I really love it, but I don't get across my personality too much. Immediate next steps, watch a variety of creators, buy a vlogging camera. I bought one today. Map out my story for each week and shoot and edit the first vlog, which I'm starting tomorrow. So the reward, this is where we get really exciting with the reward. So Pace is doing this with me. The reward for both of us, if we have to do this every single week, is we're going to fly to Texas, America. We're going to do a trip to America, meet up with some friends in Texas. And this is a huge amount of pressure on me, because if I miss 1 week, then we don't go to America. If he misses 1 week, we don't go. So by having that reward, it's holding me huge levels of accountability. So I don't, honestly, without the reward and doing it with Pace, I definitely wouldn't be able to vlog once every week. It also kind of scares me because, you know, I think influencers can be quite cringe. So hopefully I don't become a cringe one, but you know, I've got some cool ideas. I think I could do a cool vlog. So I've got a bunch of other goals, but really if you've got 3-4 goals for your quarter, you're sweet. That's heaps. Just focus on those. And then if you get this template like I've made here, write your goals on the front. Keep this template on your desk, on your bed. Read the goals every morning. There's a part of your brain called the reticular activating system, RAS, reticular activating system. What it means is it's a part of our brain that filters out the information. Our brain receives over 130 million bits of information every single second. Right now, I'm sure you're listening to my voice, but unaware of the other background noises, unaware of the car that you're driving in, the engine, the vibrations on your feet while you're driving. You're unaware that your clothes are touching your body, that your tongue is currently floating. It's not sitting flush on your mouth. You're actually using it right now. You're blinking right now. If you're wearing rings or jewelry, you can feel it on your skin. There's millions of bits of information that your brain filters out because it's not important. We filter it down to 138 bits of information. Now, why is this relevant? If you are reading your goals, if you're constantly going over your goals, they become part of your reticular activating system. So if I'm constantly reading, I want to lose weight, you're going to start seeing people at the gym. You're going to start focusing on healthier food because that's a big part of your goal. Let me put it this way. Have you ever got a brand new car and suddenly you see that car everywhere? Have anyone in your life gotten pregnant? Suddenly there's pregnant women everywhere. Have you got a new pair of shoes and you see those pair of shoes everywhere? There aren't more cars. There aren't more shoes. There aren't more pregnant women. It's just that you are now aware of it because your reticular activating system has switched it on. So when it comes to goal setting, read your goals. Learn your goals off by heart. Every morning, it takes 20 seconds to read your goals. It takes 1 minute max. I could read them right now. It takes 1 minute max to fly through your goals for the quarter, read them in, go over them, really help become who you are. And that way your reticular activating system is going to filter things out so that you can focus on what you want to achieve this year. Remember, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Ask yourself the question, could any fool tell if I achieved this goal or not? Go to the link in the show notes, download this template I've built, go to Officeworks, print it out on your computer, staple it, get it binded, use nice quality paper. Again, it was like $12 or $15 at Officeworks for me. I really think it'll be worth it. Go away with just some friends, find even just one friend, share your goals with each other. When we spent like 2 hours writing down all these goals while we played music, and then we spent the next hour just going through and sharing every single goal, you know, with each other. We took one turn sharing a goal each, and it's very beautiful, you know. Not that they're holding me accountable, even though they kind of are, but that's not why I'm sharing it. It's just nice. It's nice to talk to someone, to be like, hey, here's what I want to achieve this quarter. I want to post one vlog a week. You know what I mean? Now there's almost an accountability there. Now, of course, you guys know there is accountability because of the reward. Sorry, I got hiccups. But yeah, that's my point when it comes to goal setting. Now, again, I could do a whole 1 hour section on this. I've just scratched the surface. But look, that's what's worked for me. I'm excited about this new system I've kind of figured out. Hopefully you enjoy this episode. Very Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. Go crush 2022. Don't let COVID get in the way of things. You know, stay safe as well. Hopefully I'll see you at an Empower You event. Make sure you reach out to me. Feel free to DM me. I love receiving your DMs. Something that I've implemented this year, I forgot to say, is called the 2-minute rule. It's basically something I saw. Anything that you can do in 2 minutes, do it right now. If you can respond to someone in 2 minutes, do it. If it takes you 2 minutes to make your bed, do it. If it takes you 2 minutes to respond to an email, do it. The amount of times that I just be like, oh, I'll do that later, and you never do it. And suddenly you forget to respond to an email. It's 5 days later and you're going, oh my God, it's at the bottom of my inbox and you forgot about it. So just do it. So I'm really wanting them to do the 2 minute rule. I think it's a cool thing. I've already had someone call me out for it when I didn't make my bed. They're like, Byron, make your bed, 2 minute rule. So yeah, that's a cool part. And I've got a few other stuff that I'm working on. Stop starting, start finishing. Another common one. Try reduce your screen time this year. Another piece of advice. Something I'm doing with my roommate Pace is we've set a limit on social screen time with a password. However, I don't know the password. Only he knows the password and only I know the password to his phone. So I can't just put it in. So once I hit my limit, that's it. And honestly, it's almost stressful to go on social media because it's like, I don't want to run out of time. So that's been really cool. That's a great way to help with screen time. Try not to have your phone next to you when you go to sleep. Put it just, you know, slightly out of reach or in a different room or something. And I think that's only going to benefit you. Stop starting, start finishing. You know, I'm all about trial and error and trying new things, but you got to commit to some stuff, you know, start finishing. But yeah, that's it for my advice. I'm just riffing here. If you want me to do more solo episodes, I'm more than happy to. These are so much less work than a guest episode. That's, you know, like 15 to 20 hours to do a guest episode. This is like, I'm just going to upload this whole thing without editing it. So yeah, that's it from me. Link in the bio. Go download a free copy of the Driven Young goal setting template. Print it out. Write it down. Go away with some friends. Just to the park. Get a Airbnb. Whatever it is. You know, reflect on your goals. I mean, reflect on your year last year. Just share your reflections. What did you learn from last year? What were your takeaways? Then sit down, follow the template, and write out some smarter goals. And then share those goals with your friends, family, whatever it is. Otherwise, that's it from me. Stay young, stay driven. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I love you all. If you made it this far in the episode, you have no idea how much you guys mean to me. I really, really value podcast listeners over anything else because, you know, it's just the fact that you listen to me is, you know, it's weird. I'm an idiot, but I love you guys so much. Stay young, stay driven. That's it for this episode.